Alrighty, well, I need some help this morning telling the story of our great holiday today. And so, yep, Noah, you know who you are. Okay, so this is going to be awesome. We've got to make sure we get the right things going here. So, Noah, if you could come up, please. Okay, let's see here. It's almost like you've worn these before. No, I'm not absolutely sure. And then in a very uncharacteristic way. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I may have broken that one. Can you keep it on? You know, your halo's just a little crooked. I don't want to attach any real meaning to that, but. Look at that, it's like a fascinator. Awesome. Okay. Let's see. Come on up, Thomas. All right, we got this. So let's see. We've got angel. We've got a shepherd. What else do we need? Let's see. Do you want to come up and help me? Okay. Here you go. They're Mary. Okay. So good. We have all the props we need for the story that we need today. Oh, wait a sec. We got a manger. You'll be the manger holder. I forgot. I didn't bring the cow. I usually give you the cow costume. Okay. All right. So what story, what is our great holiday today?
Easter.
I think I grabbed the wrong props. Wait a sec. What story is this one? Christmas, we have angels. Oh, well, never mind. I totally got the wrong holiday. What should we do? Well, we still need an angel. And what do the angels always say?
Do not be afraid.
Okay, so we're good there. We're good with that. What do you do about the shepherd? Well, the shepherd could be the other angel. Okay, so here we go. If we just sort of do this. All right, that's like a halo. That's perfect. And so the other angel says, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Awesome. We've got that covered. Jesus.
I have long hair. I could be Jesus.
You could be Jesus. Okay, well, you could be Jesus squared. Jesus as a baby, and here's the tomb. You're the tomb. All the stories are the same in the end. But today, instead of a baby being born, we have Jesus being resurrected. Well, he dies first, and then he gets resurrected. And so there were some people who were at the tomb on that same day. They were the women who were around Jesus. Oh, look, here's two women who were near Jesus at the day. On the day, they were there. I think it's really important because here's Jesus. We have the tomb. Suddenly in the morning, he's risen up. And the women are like,
what just happened?
I don't know.
Something incredible's happened. Everybody's surprised. The angels are there and they're like, don't be afraid, it's all okay. And the women are like, what are you talking about? It's going to be okay. Jesus is missing. And then Jesus shows up and Jesus says, go tell my disciples.
Go tell my disciples. Go tell my disciples.
Maybe the sound guy will get it this time.
Go tell my disciples.
Yeah. And they do. So it's a different story than Christmas. It's in some ways even more important because Jesus is now here for us forever. Not a baby in a manger or a man on a cross, but God is with us forever. And saying over and over again to us and to all who will hear that message of the angels,
Do not be afraid.
And again, they say,
do not be afraid.
Because Jesus is with you forever. Well, I'm glad we got the story straightened out, because I was completely confused by the whole thing. And so, if I don't have enough Easter eggs here for everybody, I'll send someone to the Easter egg factory in my office where there are approximately 100 Easter eggs ready for you, and we will get those so you can have a treat. Thank you for helping me tell the story about Jesus.